Welcome to Center Maryland. This is Damien O'Doherty, and I'm blushing in the lobby with Melanie Miller of Miller Partnership Consultants. What's today mean for you, Melanie?
Man, I tell you, Damien, I am on fire and ready to go. Seriously, there are 2,000 people in this conference room right now, this convention hall, and they all want to do business with Maryland. And they're doing business with Miller Partnership and my clients. I mean, it is exciting. And I tell you, we do still have COVID, but we are ready to go. We're kicking off the fall, and I am so pumped up. I am ready. I'm ready to help the businesses. I'm ready to help the state of Maryland. We can do this.
That's a rare energy that we're pumped about. Talk to me about some of the guests that you've had. Well, first, let's talk about you're wearing a Southland Energy shirt.
Yes, I tell you what, Southland Energy is really exciting. And I think the thing with Southland is incredible. They have a pre-made manufacturing plant right in Laurel, Maryland. So when you do business with Southland, you're not doing business with someone in Kentucky or Florida. You're doing business with people that are employed in the state of Maryland. So we got to do business with Maryland. Maryland made prefab plant. They do incredible work, and they built the interior of the National History Museum. They build data centers in Fort Meade. I mean, they got it covered with everyone, and they're a union shop too, and that's also important. So I love representing them. We're meeting a bunch of county folks. I mean, I tell you, the Calvert family folks, they're stopped by the booth. They're happy, and I love it. I love doing business.
Now, talk to me about your visitors. You have like a bipartisan, you know, it's been a pretty tense election cycle. And yet over at your Miller Partnership Consultants booth, you got all the biggest names in Maryland politics and governance. So why don't we tick through some of those, because it's too fun not
man,
to talk about.
Damien, I tell you, even in this last 45 minutes, the key with MAKO, the Friday is you get a lot of electeds, the top electeds in the state. We've had Anthony Brown, and we had the Governor Hogan. We had Yumi Hogan. We had Lieutenant Governor. We had Ben Cardin. And then with
just
Mike
at your booth.
Just at my booth. They all rode. We have an energy bike. It's really exciting. We have a bike that you plug your phone in, and the more you pedal, the more you get the charge on your phone. So, you know, you don't have a charge on your phone, come to the Miller Partnership booth. We'll charge your phone. And I'll tell you what, if you're in shape, now Wes Moore is in shape, ready to go.
He's been running.
He powered his phone. It was at 15%. He got it up to 20%.
Come on.
Man, he was so fit. He wasn't breaking a sweat. I couldn't do it more than 2 minutes. He was still going at five minutes.
He's a veteran, and he's kept that veteran shape, unlike me, I'm afraid.
But he smiled along the whole way. I mean, it was – and I will say with this election cycle, we're finished with the primary. But, I mean, Wes Moore was going from booth to booth, but he had energy and excitement.
Yeah.
And he genuinely – touched everyone. He wanted to go to each booth, wanted to learn more.
He's got a little Miller in him like that, because
yes, he
is genuinely interested. He's genuinely enthusiastic, and people feel that.
100%. And I tell you, he does. Every day I walk out that house, I'm a Mike Miller kid. And what does that mean? You represent the state of Maryland, you represent the family, you represent business. And that's why I'm proud about Miller Partnership Consultant. And I tell you, Damon, the one exciting thing for me is right next to my booth, and I don't know how this happened,
these guys
and talkie, they have the booth right next to me. Guess what, Damien? These guys are from Clinton, Maryland. My hometown, Mike Miller's hometown.
It's hard to believe.
Oh, gosh.
It sounds like Mike Sanderson or Mike Miller was involved in that selection.
And one of the guys' father-in-law's name is Mike Miller. And once he told me that, I got tears in my eyes. You know, I wear this Thomas Hugh Mike Miller bracelet, and I just rubbed the bracelet, and I said, thank you, Dad. Thank you, Dad, because I know he's right here with me.
That's right. I feel him.
And that's what's so exciting about this conference. Aren't you excited, Damien?
I'm pumped.
Holy
I'm
moly.
Pumped.
If I'm not doing it, then you got to do it. And tonight, and we have every night. I don't know if you
big night
about
tonight.
This.
Talk a little bit. Melanie's been my what would you say?
I'm your social calendar.
No, you've been like a shepherd for me. A shepherd. Like showing me around. Because I haven't been to MAKO in the conference in a couple years.
Oh man! I mean,
the only reason I'm in here for the first time is because you told me that this is where the action is. I always thought the action was at the golf course and the pubs and all that. I'm wrong.
It was exciting because everyone wants to do good back for their counties.
Yeah.
And they want to learn more. And then people say this is not about the parties at night, things of that nature. It's about connecting to folks to really help your counties, your municipalities, and the government, state government. You know, if you need something, like you said, we have energy infrastructure with Southland Energy. My other client, Medicalistics, they help with recidivism, keeping kids out of jail. And that's what's so exciting with Medicalistics. I mean, we're right next to all these congressional booths. So if you have a problem with the Congress, if you have a problem with you know, something, maybe you need a passport help, you go right to Ben Cardin's booth, they can help you with the passport. I mean, it's exciting even for a resident of Maryland. I can get shit done that I need to get done.
Get shit done.
Yep,
you heard it first from Melanie Miller. Talk to me about tonight. We've got, you know, since we've aged in place here at Mako, there's been the development of a lot of political fundraisers. So,
crazy.
You know, people actually come. There's people come here and they'll have their elected official have a political fundraiser. Then what other kind of events have you seen that you've been digging? I went to Capital Strategies late night party.
That was too late for me.
They had Westmore there. They had a whole crowd of people like you wouldn't believe. It was a beautiful event. I just want to thank Capital Strategies.
And I think the biggest thing is the more the night went on, the bigger the crowds got. And so some people, like some companies, take their clients out to dinner, and then they go for the after parties. But the good one, I think, a couple of them, Bellamy Glen had a great one with Kaiser Permanente.
Nice.
Because that was kind
That's
of out of
sponsor.
Ocean City. It was down in Sunset Grill. Man, I tell you what, the guy, Buddy, that owns the Sunset Grill, and that's where they had the White Marlin open.
Oh,
so
wow.
So you had these White Marlin big boats, and then you had them. It was right on the water. It was a fantastic spread of food. That, by far, had the best food. I'm going for the best food. Best food was at Sunset Grill, the Kaiser Permanente shop. Amazing. And then, of course, which I love, is J.B. Jennings.
You got me to go to that one.
Oh, it's bipartisan. You know, it's not about Democrat or Republican. Everybody goes to J.B. Jennings because he's a middle-of-the-road guy. He's a good guy, middle of the road. And we went there. And then the really special one afterwards was at Angela Alsobrook's event.
You told me that I was going to miss the world if I missed that. Missed that.
You missed that?
Yeah.
So, again, everybody was there. Westmore was there. It was a new place. Fantastic. It was more hors d'oeuvre food, but it was in Spain Wine Bar at the Cambria Hotel.
Oh, I've heard good things about that.
Place.
That guy, I met the owner. He's
it was
a great
amazing.
Dude.
Yes. It was amazing. Wes and Aruna went there because you know why they went there? They went there to thank Angela Alsobrook for that endorsement that changed the trajectory of that governor's race. It was incredible. We had such a good time there.
You feel like he's doing the right, somebody knows
oh,
Democrat.
Man. He's so
Melanie
nice.
Was the head of the Young Democrats. You feel like he's fitting into your
years,
old vibes?
Yes, I tell you the same thing. I mean, and this is what, you know, frankly, for me, Mako, this is, I think, like my 22nd Mako. And this is like a reunion for me because, you know, like I always tell the stories, Calvin Ball was a cubicle worker. He went to a Young Dem meeting. He's now the county executive. He's doing great things.
That's right.
We have Mel Franklin. We have, you know, in Prince George's County. We have a lot of young people. They're now elected. So I tell people, you just need one person to get you in office, to help you get the urge. And then you build up together. It's not about you being the best. It's about together we're the best. And that's what Dad always says. My dad's quote is always, each one reach one, each one teach one. That's my job, and that's the basis of Miller Partnership. It's not about making money for me. It's about putting a connection to a human being, to a business, or how a county or a municipality that really can help. That's all it is.
And some people are a little shy like me. Nobody believes it, but some people are a little shy in the convention environment, and they need just a little, like, connection. And you've been, like, delivering that since the inception of your firm, and here it's on fire.
Oh, if you're in my hall, my row, I got a row 300. If you're in my row, I will help you because there's a reason you were put with me. I don't know why you're put with me. It's up to me to help you. Help you make that one connection. I agree with you, Damien. And I'm an extreme extrovert. What does that mean? It is like the more people around me, it is like pumping my blood with Red Bull.
How do you teach that? Can you teach it?
I don't know.
Now, you do have a great diet, and I think that's important. Talk to people about it.
I'm vegan, gluten-free, and I start off with a coffee. It's only 1 12-ounce, but I am high energy. But, man, I'm Mike Miller's kid and I'm Patty Miller's kid. They're both high energy. We grew up in politics. So when you're stuck there in a parade, you got to throw candy. You got to talk to all the kids. When you're stuck at a political event, you represent the family and you say, okay, hey, hey. You wave, you talk, you have energy, and you tell the story of who Mike Miller is. Well, now I get to tell the story about who Miller Partnership is and continue his legacy of reaching out, touching people, helping people. That's the specialness of that man, his relationships, and that's why he got things done. He put good people in place, built the relationships, and they made it work. And so together, everyone achieves more. Dad says, T-E-A-M, together, everyone achieves more. That's it. Awesome.
You reached me. You know, your videos of your last make-o with your dad made me want to be here more than anything, and I felt I missed a lot by not being there. And that's just one example of what happens if you miss the great Mako conference here at Ocean City.
You wouldn't even know.
But you know how to connect people from an event into real life, right? A lot of people will just do the event, little meet and greet. You're a follow-through person.
Exactly. I mean, where would we be going to Kent County, Talbot County? I mean, there's a place in down in Hagerstown. We were talking about Hagerstown. I mean, I know Hagerstown Jail. Well, I wasn't in it. But you know about the Hagerstown. But, I mean, you talk to these citizens, but they love their area. And they want to spread their joy. And that's our job, is to share the good things about Maryland and learn more. You don't need to go to Lake Tahoe. Vacation in Maryland.
That's
all you need.
Nobody ribs me more. Melanie Miller, thanks so much for joining us on Center
you're
Maryland.
You're awesome, Damien. Thank you.
Thank you.